Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Brown, B-R-O-W-N, first name Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. The date of birth, December 5th, 1964. Date of evaluation, October 2nd, 2023. The referring physician, Dr. Porter. The chief complaint, 58-year-old African-American male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for a total knee replacement. The HBI, being the patient, as noted, is a 58-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the left knee, which he attributed to repetitive motion injury bilaterally, period. He then experienced a fall on December 13, 2022, period. He then fell from a stairway, further injuring the left knee and right wrist, correction, and wrist bilaterally. He began having daily pain. Pain is described as sharp, occasionally dull. It is 8-9/10 daily. Pain is non-radiating. It is associated with decreased range of motion of the involved knee, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Cardiovascular risk factors include diabetes, hypertension, hyperglycemia, period. However, he has had no angina, symptoms of congestive heart failure, or dysrhythmia. Past surgical history, bilateral rotator cuff, next number left meniscal repair. Medications, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily, glipizide 5 milligrams BID, simvastatin daily. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Family history, father died with diabetes, mother has obesity. Social history, he notes marijuana use, but denies cigarettes, period. He reports occasional alcohol use, period. Review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable, except for trauma during childhood. He stated that he went through a windshield at 4 years old, hospitalized for 1 month. The physical examination, blood pressure 135/96, pulse 72, respiratory rate 20, height 7.5 inches, weight 294.4 pounds. In general, he is an obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin reveals tattoo on the right shoulder, otherwise unremarkable. Left knee demonstrates diffuse tenderness on all passive range of motion exercise and the palpation. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 62 beats per minute. There's an atrial premature complex, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 58-year-old male with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease. He is seen preoperatively as he is now scheduled for total knee replacement on the left, period. He has hypertension and blood pressure is mildly elevated but not prohibitive, period. He has history of diabetes, a point of care glucose is 66, period. He has no symptoms of cardiovascular disease. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for saying, Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.